interview with Herbert James Watts, July 7th, 1998. This is side B. We are going to continue our conversation about the Stevens Lee High School experience, about the life of Mr. Watts. Right now I want to ask you, we were talking a little bit about when the school was knocked down. Do you remember that time period, 1975?
The most I remember that is that the big discussion I would say in the community is that, you know, they tore down Stevens School. They tore down the school without us knowing it. And if we didn't know they were going to tear it down, we'd have did something about it. I remember that distinctly.
So people in the community felt that it was down without their knowledge?
No, yes, it came down fast.
Was there like a sadness about that?
I think it was a loss, yes.
How would you characterize, that particular loss to the community?
I would characterize the people saying, well, you know, it won't be another Stevens Lee. We won't have no more Stevens Lee, you know. And the thing was that, well, we ain't gonna let them tear down the gym. We ain't gonna let them tear down the gym. And of course, what was happening was that the gym was being condemned right under our eyes, and they didn't know it. The gym was condemned. But in 93, I was elected to city council, and I started the interest of trying to get the gym renovated. And I was able to get the first $350,000 approved to renovate the gym. And they first said that wouldn't touch, $350 wouldn't touch renovating the gym. I was able to go back my second year and get another $350,000 approved for the renovation of the gym, which made $700,000. And they said that wouldn't touch the gym. And as a result of that, we got bids, the estimation, the architects, and everybody. They said it would take about $1.2 million, $1.3 million, $1.4 million to renovate the gym. But during that time, I had informed Mr. Eric Paris. Mr. Paris, be at all the meetings, take notes, put things on tape recorders.
He was attending all the city council meetings?
He would attend the city council meetings. And when he attended the city council meeting, he would take notes, and he would have his pocket tape recorder. And some kind of way down the line, they said, they would have a meeting, and they said, well, we don't have any money for the Stevens Lee gym. And they just went on and on. So then Mr. Paris had to go back to his notes and documentation. Well, hey, this is where you got this, and this is where you approved that. You know, what happened to that money? And then they, you know, they had to back off.
So did he begin attending specifically for the Stevens Lee situation?
Yeah, more or less. Mm-hmm. To see what was going on, yes. Mm-hmm.
So at the time that the decision was made to knock it down, that was the Asheville Board of Education. Were there any blacks on that board?
Yes, there's always been a black on the board, I think. Yeah. Dr. Holt, he was on there for several years.
So he was on there that year, probably?
Yes.
So probably he should have informed. As a result of this process, you starting the renovation process, Mr. Parrish coming to meetings, eventually his alumni association.
Right? Yeah.
Were you a member when it first started?
What, the alumni? Yes, from day one. I was attended probably the first or second meeting. See, when Mr. Parris came with the idea, see, we were having many reunions. Classes were having many reunions. And Mr. Parris came up with the idea of saying, well, why not have a school reunion? Because our classes were so small. So it was a struggle, but it finally, between Marsha Logan and Mr. Parris, we finally got a total school reunion off the ground.
And, I read about that one, 1990.
Yes.
So it took about 10 years, to get off the ground, yeah, between 1980 and 1990.
Yeah.
So you held many reunions from, when did those start?
Well, I don't know, they started several years ago, before 90. You know, classes, when they were like, maybe it said class, just like in 19 and what? 1966, 76, we had our first class reunion for 20 years, you know. So we started back as early as then, I would say. You know, classes started having them, you know.
Okay. So the Alumni Association has successfully been holding these large reunions since 1990.
Yeah, every 3 years.
What do you see as the role of the Alumni Association and the purpose of these high school reunions?
Well, now the role, I think, is giving these scholarships to the youth. I think it has gotten a lot of people involved who are nearly would not be involved. A lot of people who would just be sitting at home on a do-nothing stool, I think, have caught on to this Alumni Association and want to do something. You know, want to keep it going. And of course, my goal is to keep it going and let the younger generation take it over.
Here's a question for you. You say the younger generation, you mean the people that graduated up in the
My system. Daughter. My daughter.
Okay.
But you know,
did your
you
daughter
know.
Go to Stevenson?
No, she didn't.
This is what I'm trying to get at. So you want the younger generation, regardless of whether or not they went to Stevenson Lee, to continue?
Yes,
to
She's part of the roots, yes. Yeah.
I think that's very significant. It's unusual for a reunion committee to have that kind of vision, that people would pick up the mantle. Have you seen an interest in the younger generation?
Well, we're going to pick one or two up now, you know, and I hope when we have our grand opening, I hope by the time we have our next reunion in 2000 that we will be able to get some of our children and our grandchildren to attend the reunion and to get involved and to we want to get a youth committee to work along with us, you know.
I think that's a good idea.
You know, because see what's going to happen here is that if the black folks don't get involved, this center will be probably the finest center in the state. And I know it's going to find in West North Carolina. What will happen here is the white folks will ease right on in there and take it right on over. They've already hired a white director to run our center.
Really?
You know.
Who did they hire?
Well, it hasn't been published yet, but his name is Jim Orr. And he was a guy who I've helped, who couldn't get a job. And I got him on the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. And he got on the advisory board, and now he's worked his way right on into a position.
That's interesting. Did you all have a part in that decision?
What?
To hire the director?
Oh, no. See, Asheville, let me say this. Asheville, in my opinion, is one of the most segregated cities in the state of North Carolina. Asheville has never had nobody higher than a sergeant on the police department. We have nobody in management, in park and recreation, in the administration. And
what about Orlean Simmons? Wasn't she with Parks and Recreation?
Yeah, she's Parks and Recreation. But and she was one of the first blacks. She integrated Marcia College. Mm-hmm. But she's trying to do as good a job as any of those whites, but the thing they use against her is because she applied for several positions, and in fact, she applied for one position. A white girl applied for the same position, and it came back, you know, off the record that, hey, she got her degree, you don't have your degree.
Oh, because she didn't finish
the year. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know.
Well, there's a lot of other things that we didn't talk about.
Sure.
I didn't even get into your lengthy career with the police department, 26 years. Yeah. I know there's some stuff about your being a sergeant and the case that went on that we could talk about in another interview. And there's a lot we didn't talk about.
Yeah, sure.
But this has been a good conversation.
Uh-huh.
And before I end, I want to ask you if there are any last thoughts that you have, parting thoughts that you'd like on tape right now that relate to Stevens
Lee
High School experience, or anything that might be on your mind right now?
Well, the only thing I would like to say is that Stevens Lee High School have really been the mold of many great blacks from Asheville. Doctors, lawyers, business people.
Get molded.
And yes, and as I can recall or remember, it seemed like they said that Stevens Lee had one of the highest educational training group of teachers in the state. All of them had their master's and doctor's degrees. And they were saying that all of them, they'd never seen a high school with that many teachers who were prepared to. That's it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Watts.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Well, I've enjoyed it, and I hope I've offered some interest thoughts.